Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing attract men with femininity. Now, I could have actually called this podcast something a little longer and more accurate, which would have been attract masculinity with femininity. But I went with the title I did because it was catchier and just kind of easier for people to get the concept of. Now, let me talk a little bit more about that. That's because that everybody has masculine and feminine traits. Men and women both have them to differing degrees. And wherever the average lays between all of these traits when they average out, well, that is where you become more masculine or more feminine overall. So it's better to kind of say it as this way as a generalization, because there are so many permutations, it would just be impossible to do in one podcast. So when I say attract men with femininity, and I'm actually meaning in general attract masculinity with femininity, that's because we're talking about sexual polarity and the different poles of the sexes, masculinity and femininity. But the fact that most men are in their masculine and most women are in their feminine, that's why I can generalize by saying attract men with femininity, because most men are in their masculine and most men are attracted to femininity. But that's not always the case, and you could have men who are more feminine and attracted to masculinity, and you could have women who are more masculine and are attracted to femininity. Everybody has their own kind of unique mix and combination of all the infinite amount of traits possible and energies, and that's where we kind of average out on a scale to create sexual polarity. And what we kind of are interested in doesn't necessarily match with what we're giving off, and that's where you get misalignment. But I'll speak about those in other podcasts, and you can also find more information about these things in my books. And you can find my books that I've written on my website, dateme.tips. That's www.dateme.tips. You'll find my books, my contact information, and other details about me and everything I'm doing. So check my website, dateme.tips, for more information, and we'll now get into the podcast. So as I've said, I'm going to generalize here, attract men with femininity. And that's meaning that to attract most men, you need to be feminine. And that's because most men are in their masculine and most men are interested and attracted to femininity. So what do I mean by that? So some people would probably quickly come up with concepts of girls who are kind of dressed in a very overtly feminine, stereotypical way, really wearing lots of pink potentially, and you know, those kind of things. Now, there is some kind of like link with this, because beautifying yourself is a feminine trait. So if we're going to kind of just speak about the main aspects of femininity, we do need to mention beautifying. As I said at the start, there is an infinite amount of traits. I could be here all day speaking about all of the different traits. So we're just going to concentrate on a few of the main ones today, which are high in feminine energy and femininity. So beautifying yourself is a feminine trait. So most men are going to be attracted to a lady who looks feminine. And femininity in this respect is somebody who is looking in a way that's trying to attract the masculine. So just try to think of those stereotypical thoughts. And of course, there are many levels of that, and it doesn't have to be extreme femininity, so to speak, in how you're looking, but there needs to be a feminine tinge at least to how you are kind of looking. And generally what you'll find is that people on the higher masculine side of the scale will be more attracted physically to women who are on the high feminine side of the scale. So people who are maybe not as feminine, maybe slightly more masculine, maybe kind of more neutral, maybe as some people would describe as plain, or plain Janes, as some people describe women who don't look physically overly feminine, then they are less likely physically to attract really masculine men. That is just for sexual polarity. But beautifying yourself is only one aspect. So you might not be overly feminine in that respect, but if you have a high feminine kind of percentage in some of the other traits I'm about to mention, then overall you are still going to be very feminine. And if a man or somebody with a masculine core speaks to you and gets to know you, then they will no doubt be attracted to somebody who has high femininity in the following things I'm about to say. But of course, men and everybody really are looks-based creatures when we come to it initially. You know, we're first initially attracted to what we see. Then somebody who's very masculine is generally going to be attracted to somebody who is looking very feminine. So that's beautifying yourself. But what about the others? Well, a lot of them link into traditional kind of motherly values. So let's just name a few off the top of my head. Sensitivity, caring, somebody who's gentle, somebody who's compassionate, somebody who's tolerant, somebody who nurtures, you know, all of these traits, and they are linked to kind of motherhood and things that we all know about and probably in the back of our mind kind of already know the answer to the things I'm really saying, but it just takes somebody like myself to actually put it out there and make it kind of plain and obvious. But these are things which are going to attract the opposite. That's how sexual polarity works. So somebody who has a lot of empathy and is very sensitive and has a lot of tolerance, and somebody who loves to nurture, somebody who loves to kind of almost like make a home, as they call it, nesting, somebody who's very gentle, sweet, caring. If they have high values in these things, then that is going to make you very feminine. And if you were to have high feminine values in all of these kind of things that I've just said, then your overall average is quite likely to be on the feminine side, because if you're kind of feminine in these aspects, then the likelihood is in a lot of the other countless traits and energies and personas that you will also follow that similar kind of vein. So if you're somebody who's wanted to attract somebody with a high masculine core, and the likelihood is you're a woman in this respect, not always, but the likelihood is, then you need to be thinking about this. Because if you want somebody who is very masculine, then you need to be very feminine. And if you're somebody who, you know, you always want to be yourself ultimately, so if you're somebody who are not these things, then you might find it challenging to attract somebody that's got a lot of masculinity. You'd probably be more likely to attract somebody who is not quite as masculine if you are not so feminine, because it kind of levels out at the scale and you can attract opposite sides of where you are. So what I always suggest is never to try to fake things. You know, we always kind of get found out in the end. We always resort and kind of revert back to becoming who we really are. So there's no point in trying to pretend to be something that you're not. You have to be who you are. But you can make what I call permanent change. If you're somebody who really wants to make permanent change, if you want to do personal growth, personal development, then that can be in all kind of ways. You know, I've spoke about in other podcasts about how that can be in your skill set and in your education and in your knowledge and in kind of like your emotions. But it can also be in traits, you know, it can be in the kind of things that I've mentioned. You might be somebody who wants to become it higher in the beautifying yourself kind of aspect. You might want to be somebody who wants to become more compassionate, or you might want to be kinder or more sensitive. And these things, again, can be achieved into personal growth and personal development, which will become permanent growth and the new 2.0 version of yourself. But what I would always say is don't try to fake something. Don't try to pretend to be something that you're not. If you want to slowly but surely evolve into a new version of yourself, then that's fantastic. And that can produce the results that hopefully you desire. But it's got to really be you. You've got to really believe in what you're becoming and who you are. Because if not, you know, after a certain amount of time, you will automatically just kind of fall back into being your own self. And you should always be happy in your own skin. You should always be happy with who you truly are. But if who you truly are is at a placement that is unlikely to attract the type of person you want, then you might feel unfulfilled. But it's just important to kind of consider these things. So this isn't like a definitive kind of answer. You know, this doesn't always work 100% of the time. And there are going to be exceptions to the rule. But I'm talking in a generalized term. A generalized term will show that people who are more masculine are going to be attracted to people who are more feminine. So if you're somebody who wants to attract a man, then you need to be looking kind of at their individual core. They might not be a real alpha male. but you might be a bit less than that, and hence you don't have to be incredibly feminine to attract them. But in general kind of terms, if you're just kind of thinking, you know, there's no specific person I want to attract, but I do want like a manly man, so to speak, an alpha male, then you need to be thinking they are more likely to be attracted to somebody the opposite side of a scale who is very feminine. So if you're not very feminine, and if you're not kind of high in the traits and the values that I've mentioned in this podcast, plus the countless infinite of others, then you can't realistically expect to have much success. Of course, there are exceptions to the rule, and you might still attract an alpha male, but you're less likely to. It's just the way we are. It's sexual polarity. It's the opposite side of the poles kind of attracting each other. So it's just how you kind of want to see yourself. You always need to be yourself, but if you're unhappy with the type of person that is that kind of finds you appealing, then you might want to consider self-growth, as long as it becomes a permanent new version of yourself that you're happy with. Ultimately, you need to be happy in your own skin. And if you don't want to change, then that's fine and that's fantastic. But you just need to consider that you might not be the type of person that will appeal to the type of people you want. And you have to respect their thoughts and feelings as well. You can't be frustrated with somebody for not finding you attractive if you're not kind of giving them the aura that they're attracted to, just as you can't be expected to feel that about somebody else. So what I'm saying in this podcast ultimately is that be yourself and be happy with yourself. But to give you kind of just a little hint in the right direction, if you're interested in attracting men, then most men are in their masculine. They're not necessarily all alpha, but they're generally in their masculine. So if you want to attract a man, you can generally improve your chances by being more feminine.